When blood of weak meets blood of strong, reap the whirlwind you have sown. Beware the lightning summer mark of one whom you have known. To the Lord who scorns all pity, open wide dark forest gate. There a little flower awaits, one day to seal your fate.
Nightshade, the seer. It was a warm old autumn afternoon of russet and gold, a time for legends and stories of seasons long gone. Blue haze on the far horizon blended sea and sky into one. On the pale sands of a silent shore, ebbing waves had carelessly strewn a broken necklace of shells and pebbles along the tide line. Standing tall and mysterious was the mountain, like some huge beast guarding the coast. Salamandastron, stronghold of badger lords and fighting hares. Once, when the earth was young, it had spouted fire and molten rock, but the winds of time had long since banished smoke from the monolith, cooling its stones. Now Salamandastron was home and fortress combined, run through and honeycombed with halls, caverns, corridors, chambers, tunnels, and secret places. Midway up the west face, on a broad rocky ledge, tufted with shrubs and wildflowers, a picnic lunch was set, close to the mouth of a tunnel entrance. Half a score of leverets, young hares, attended by a fully grown hare wife, sat watching an ancient otter. Stooped and greyed by many seasons, he stood leaning on an ash pole, shaking his grizzled head in disapproval, as old creatures often will when faced with the young. When he spoke, his voice was surprisingly strong for an old beast.
Wish I was at the Abbey. Those young'uns at Redwall have proper manners. Instead of laying about gawping, first thing they'd do would be help a body sit down.
Stifling a smile, the hare wife watched the leverets scurrying around the aged otter, doing their best to show respect and concern as they assisted him.
A seat, you say? Nothing simpler, old chap. I mean, sir.
Pop yourself down here, sir. Grass is nice and soft, what?
Whoops-a-daisy. Easy does it, old sir.
Lean your back on this rock. That's the ticket.
Righto, ancient one. Comfy enough now?
The venerable beast nodded slowly.
Well enough, thank ye. Now, are you all going to stand there watching a poor creature starve?
There followed a further scuffle as the young hares set food and drink before their guest.
Enough tack to kill a duck here, sir.
Some salad and a beaker of old mountain ale.
How about fresh baked carrot leek flan?
Some scones with gooseberry jelly. Very good, you know.
Rather, give the old chap a hot pasty.